Chapter 89 to O. A. Olson, Petoskey, Michigan, August 27, 1890. Dear Brother Olson, the enclosed testimony I sent to the Ohio Conference especially, but the Lord has shown me that the very same evils which are reproved in that conference exist in other conferences. Churches are in need of personal piety and a deeper, far deeper experience in the truth and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The spirit of resistance that has been exhibited in presenting the righteousness of Christ as our only hope has grieved the Spirit of God, and the result of this opposition has required the delivery of this matter the more earnestly and decidedly, causing deeper searching into the subject and calling out an array of arguments that the messenger himself did not know was so firm, so full, so thorough upon this subject of justification by faith and the righteousness of Christ as our only hope. The subject has been brought before many minds. The sad part of the matter is that some who ought to have stood in the clear light on this subject were working on the enemy's side of the question. It has caused me great sadness of heart to see that those who ought to be giving the trumpet a certain sound from the walls of Zion, wholly in accordance with the work to be done for this time, to prepare a people to stand in the day of the Lord, are in darkness, and have stood as sentinels to bar the way that the confusion they create would bring confusion and misunderstanding. Satan sees it is his time to make a strike. Fanaticism and errors will prevail, and the men who ought to have stood in the light, their voices heard on the right side of the question, were exercised on the wrong side to oppose that which was of God and resist that message which the Lord sends. Their position is seen to be wrong by very many, and they cry, danger, fanaticism, when there is no heresy in fanaticism. When these evils really appear, and they see the peril and try to avoid it, they cannot do it. Many are more firm in the error, saying they did just the same when the Lord sent a message to his people. He was certainly wrong then, and he is wrong now. We cannot believe that he recognizes the Spirit and that which ought to have had in it at all times a certain sound, so that when it is heard, it will receive attention. But it has no weight of influence. Satan fixed up the matter according to his own devices. Because the message of Sister White and testimonies given did not harmonize with their ideas, the testimonies were made of no account except it indicated their ideas. So persistently have they followed their own ways in this matter that should reproof be given to the evils that shall arise, the ones reproved will say, Sister White's testimonies are no longer reliable. Brethren Smith, Butler, and other leaders no longer have confidence in them. These men have sown the seed, and the harvest will surely follow. Now the churches have a stumbling block placed before their feet, not easily removed. And if the ones who have been engaged in this do not see and realize where they have grieved the Spirit of God and make confession of their wrongs, darkness will surely gather more densely about their souls. They will be blinded and call light darkness and darkness light, truth error and error truth, and they will not discern the light when it shall come and will fight against it. In regard to the testimonies, God has given them all the light they will ever have. That light they have cast aside as unworthy of their respect. The state of the churches is thus. Should reproof come to those who are wrong, they will quote the leaders who do not receive the testimonies. And while no temptation comes because no reproof is given to them, they have little confidence in the men who have stood out in opposition to that which they believe to be the truth. So if these men say and do these things right in principle, it does not have any special weight with some. Thus the enemy's work has done that which has made the work of God of but little account. Now when they shall see this and confess their mistake, then the Lord can heal the wounds made, and their defeat may be turned into victory. But while they stand as they do, God's work is not appreciated, and confusion and want of unity is the result. I send you the enclosed. It may have effect on some honest in heart that they may be warned and correct their errors and reform. You can take a lead pencil and erase that which is personal and read this to the camp meeting if you see fit. I leave it with you. I am enjoying the pure air. I wish you could spend at least 1 month here and recruit up before the cold weather comes. I was never where I realized a purer air. I ask that Willie and you might spend a short time here. Willie can have all the help in writing that he will need, and then you could ride some and see what there is to Petoskey and surrounding places of resort. If this place should be thousands of miles away and the advantages be presented of advancing the truth, there would be thousands of dollars spent to take advantage of the opportunity presented. But as it is within arm's reach, it has been passed by indifferently and nothing has been done. I think now is the time to send in workers, canvassers, and those who ought to have been here for 3 months in the past doing earnest work. But I have said so much on this point, I will stop. I cannot do anything, only present the matters before you. I hope and pray that the Lord will create a decided interest in home missions that are so terribly neglected. With much love for God and His work, I remain true to my duty. Ellen G. White.